Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of How We Wrote the Book. My name is Elizabeth Hufebenene.
And my name is Jomia Degoke.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the art of a good book cover. So with Slaying Your Lane, we were very, very lucky, because I would definitely say to this day, our book cover was iconic, and it's still iconic, and I do believe it will always be iconic. So before we get into the kind of nitty-gritty parts of like how our book cover came to life, Yomi, why is a cover design or good book cover really important in publishing?
I think not to be cheesy, but it really goes back to that bait idiom of like judging a book by its cover. I know it's something we're not supposed to do.
That's what I was meant to say at the start. So thanks.
Oh yeah, like it is something that we do, like that, whether we like to or not. Like there are definitely books that I have probably, if I'm being frank, haven't even read or haven't finished, that I purchased because of how they looked, and then obviously saw a blurb that I thought would be interesting, but the cover's definitely what like grabbed my attention for sure. And I think it really is just the most base form of marketing. Like it's the immediate sell, and you know, you want to be able to get across what your book is about. Though to be fair, like we've often sort of said that Slaying Your Lane is definitely like a Trojan horse, because it doesn't necessarily represent what the book is about. I mean, it does say it's a Black girl Bible on the front, but like it looks a lot more maybe lighthearted, to be honest, than it is. It's a really kind of like you know, playful and like pretty cover. And obviously, like when you get down to it, there's a lot of like nitty gritty details and like statistics and data in it. So yeah, I think it's definitely an important thing, because to be honest, I think there probably are quite a few people that bought Slaying Your Lane because of the cover alone.
Yeah.
So how do you make a cover appeal to your target audience, do you think?
Covers are hard. Like I don't think they're an easy thing to kind of like create at all. And I know, but I think with Slaying Your Lane, we've had a very, very, you know, good understanding of what we wanted our cover to be like. So I know as part of our brief, we wrote like, we want it to be Instagrammable, we want colors, we want like a big block color, we want it to feel, and I think it depends on what your title is as well. I think for me, and for like Slaying Your Lane is an iconic title, so it did a lot of the heavy lifting, so we didn't necessarily need like to do the most with a cover. So I think it depends. Sometimes you have a okay title and then you kind of play on the design. So I think it depends, and that can help it become like, you know, if it's like, okay, this book is a very typography led, or this book is all about a beautiful design and you're using, you know, using colors in a very interesting way, or you're using, yeah. So I would definitely say that how you make it appeal to your audience, like it depends on what you're trying to do. For me, I always want to stand out. I want to do something that everybody else hasn't done before. Or if people, it's always hard to be original anyway, but if, you know, if the target audience tends to kind of like read business books and your book is a business book, then could you do something more interesting, like something that's a bit different, something that plays on, you know, a particular word in your title. So I just think it's all about like those little things that you want to exploit. Are you trying to exploit how great your title is? Are you trying to play on and exploit like a particular kind of reference in your title or your subtitle? So I think for me, it's always like the smart things that I care about more in a book cover, because like you said, it's all, people judge you on that book. Like book covers are like, that's why you have coffee table books. They can be very standalone, iconic things in themselves. I notice as well, like when you're out and about, like, you know, on the train or anything like that, is what's this book cover? What are they reading? Like I always pay attention. So I always, for me, all the best book covers are the ones you're not afraid to kind of leave your house with, and you want to sit there proudly because it says something about you. So I think for me, if I'm summing it up, how do you make it appeal to your target audience? Think about what do you want it to say about them. If they hold your book, and they're on the train, what do they want the other person to say? Do you know what I mean? I think that for me is what Tseng Ling kind of did in so many ways. I think it's, what does it say about you holding this book? Because brands, it's like, what does, you wearing a particular late, like, you know, particular like Supreme top, it's you're buying it because obviously the markup is the fact, what does it say about you? Like, is that thing about, I think you said something, you always say this to me, about tweeting or retweets or something.
That is about what people retweet things because it's about, it says something about them. So even when they don't engage with the, you know, article, they retweet it to show, like, if you retweet this article about something that's going on, you know, in Syria, then it shows that you're somebody who's compassionate and XYZ, even if you don't engage with it. Because we used to see it all the time in when I used to work at, like, in any newsroom, really, like, you, when we'd look at the analytics, sometimes articles that would have 2,000 retweets would actually have, like, the highest bounce rates, or, like, very few people actually read them, because it was just more about people, you know, wanting to retweet something because it showed something about them or inferred something about their character.
Yeah, totally agree. So with Tseng Ling, we really wanted our book cover to be designed by a Black woman. And we had, like, a pre-existing relationship with, and by we, I mean, like, Yomi had a pre-existing relationship with a designer called Sherida Kafour.
Yeah, and I guess, like, with Sherida, like, we'd seen her style and her artwork, and I'd sent some of her work over to Elizabeth, who really, really liked it and felt that it was very kind of, like, just fresh and different. And, you know, so essentially when it came to approaching her with the cover, we didn't really have that much of a set idea. I think we very much trusted Sherida, but what we were very clear about is that we just didn't want it to be cliche, you know, because when it comes to publishing, we've said before that it very much is a bandwagon industry, and, you know, if one book cover, you know, in one genre does quite well, then, you know, there definitely is a kind of move to, like, emulate that cover. So we didn't want that, and we felt that when, you know, books are specifically often speaking to Black women, they have certain types of covers that we felt that, you know, weren't necessarily relevant to what we were trying to create with Slay in Your Lane. For instance, you'll often see covers that sort of have, like, I don't know, like, there is that kind of, like, almost, you know, sunshine backdrop with, like, a palm tree or something that's, like, definitely supposed to, like, represent, like, the African continent, and that will be a, like, you know, a cover for a book that's, you know, around themes of Blackness, but, you know, are they even themes around, like, sort of, you know, the African continent? Not necessarily. Like, there are all just these types of tropes that the publishing industry definitely you know, churns out for particular types of books, especially when they're about, you know, certain things like race. So we just said that we were very clear that we wanted it to be very modern, we wanted it to be very fresh, and we didn't want it to fall into those categories in terms of it being something like based on another cover. And yeah, she just completely delivered. Like, you know, we even though the brief was quite broad, she came back with essentially the cover that we have now, but in a different color. It was yellow because our pre-existing branding was yellow, and it was actually Helen, our editor, who I think we'd done a photo shoot for the pictures in the book, and it was pink, us in, like, Elizabeth was in red and I was in pink, or there was or something had happened around the color pink. I can't remember what exactly, but it might have been at the photo shoot. But Helen, our editor, sort of fed back that, like, have you guys thought about doing, I don't think she even fed back, I think, to be honest, she just mocked up the cover in hot pink and said, like, you know, I'm not sure if you guys would be interested in this, but I'm just showing you, because I think the white font that we had didn't show up quite as well on the you know, yellow background. So she kind of said that it's something, like, you know, that she wasn't going to push, but she felt it looked better in pink. I mean, Elizabeth was just kind of immediately like, yeah, that definitely it fits the brand better and just looks amazing. And pretty much that's how we ended up with the cover that we have. It wasn't huge revisions, to be honest, beyond what Sherida sent. It was slightly different, but what she sent initially very much kind of spoke to the heart of our brand and just looked incredible and very striking, which is what we wanted.
Yeah, and I think that ultimately it is a kind of, like, relate partnership with you and the publisher. So yes, you have to be very, like, it depends on how everybody's quite very different. So I know some authors who they don't really have, they're very much very cool with what their publisher kind of puts forward as like, this is what we're thinking. But I think our approach is was very much hands-on with designing all the covers that we've had so far. So in terms of settling on things like color, font, imagery, you can make it as collaborative as possible. And I think it's just about communicating that with your editor and the team, because they're going to have their kind of opinions on why this particular thing works better than something else, due to like what Yomi said around like you know, it's easier to read, or like this, oh, this has been done already. So you can, I think it's definitely a collaborative process, but it's as collaborative as you want it to be, because it's, you know, it's your book at the end of the day. It's always going to be your name. So if you genuinely do not like it, like that's going to definitely like impact on like how you feel about your book. And you know, you don't want to write something that you really proud of and then look at the front cover and like despise it or not feel proud of it. So I would always advise to have some sort of opinion and have some sort of like involvement, because at the end of the day, like, you're the person that will be stuck with it forever, essentially.
So that brings us to the end of today's episode. And in the next episode, we'll be looking at promoting and marketing your book. So till then, bye. See you next time.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.